أشهد أن السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذ قال ربك للملائكة إني خالق بشرا من طين. فإذا سويته فنفخت فيه من روحي فقعوا له ساجدين. فسجد الملائكة كلهم أجمعون إلا إبليس استكبر وكان من الكافرين. جب تیرے رب نے
The translation of the verses that when Allah said to angels that I am going to create a human being from the clay, and when I make it perfect and I breathe into my soul, then you all submit to him in a state of prostration. So all the angels, they prostrated except Iblis. He showed arrogance, and he was actually from the disbelievers. From the very beginning of the universe, there has been going a war between human beings and Satan. And in the history of religion, we see that upon Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when Allah Almighty cast his eyes of love upon him, then the Satan declared open war against him, and very vehemently against human beings he announced the war. And then in every age this history has been repeated whenever the period of the prophets was there, and it is being repeated. The prophets, whenever they come with their they always show the paths which take the human beings to God. And Satan tries to create disorder in this plan. He has been doing it before, and even now it's doing the same way, through various ways, through various means, through temptations, And through putting fear into the heart of people, he is terrifying and taking the people to the destruction. In the Holy Quran, in several places, this point has been mentioned. And with the creation of Adam and Satan, the Satan has started using his weapons and methods. The Holy Quran, from Surah Fatiha up to Surah Nas, the mention of Satan is there. Allah Almighty has warned the people against the attacks of Satan and has commanded the believers to get their protection from him. And also he has taught the prayer that, O Allah, always protect us from the attacks of the accursed Satan and always keep us in your protection. These verses which I have just recited, in that Allah Almighty has mentioned that and he has announced that the human beings are very close and beloved of me, and with the announcement of its creation. And the angels were asked to show total obedience and total submission to him. So at that, the Satan, with great arrogance and pride, he said that why I should submit to this human being who has been created from the clay, while I have the attributes of fire, as they are mentioned in other verses coming later on. So Allah the Almighty, when he created the human beings and put in him the capabilities through which he can have the color of God and acquire the attributes of God, and also he can get to the highest point of getting nearness to Allah Almighty, then the angels, they are also appointed to serve the human beings. So therefore, when Allah Almighty sends his prophets, who are the people who get to their nearest point to Allah Almighty, and as a result of that, the revelation and the divine help, the Holy Spirit is granted to them. So all the system of angels, it stands all in support of those prophets. And those results which are there as a result of his action, which take him to the point of success and accomplishment of the task for which he has been sent. A very special decree of Allah Almighty comes into play. Allah Almighty, it has mentioned Bashar, the human beings, and sometime the words of Adam have been used. By mentioning this, he has actually pointed out to the point that a human being has been created in the best form of creation by Allah Almighty. So the whole universe and all the creation of Allah, they have been deputed to serve the human beings. So when a human being then he gets the position of nearness to Allah Almighty and comes to the position of the prophethood, and then he is made the Adam of his time, then how much assistance and support of Allah Almighty will be accompanying this man? The imagination of that is beyond human capacity, ability. And we see that when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers along with him, the height of oppression was there, and in order to finish the Muslims in Medina, the kuffar, the disbelievers, they attacked upon Medina, and with that intention they brought their armies in. And then in the battle of Badr, in the field of Badr, there was a fight taking place, which took place there. Then how, through the agency of angels, Allah Almighty, the tide of the battle was turned in favor of the Muslims. And we also see these examples at the Jamaat level and also at the national level and also individually. This thing is seen in the life of the prophets, and at the time of Battle of Hunain, we also see the same. On each and every time through angels, Allah Almighty, He helped the Prophet and the believers. And there are so many such examples in the history of Islam which clearly indicate and tell us that in the early stages of the condition of the Muslims, or the condition of the Muslims in early history, and also with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was always an army of angels accompanying him all the time. And no doubt the Muslims have suffered the loss of their lives, and the financial losses were also there. But the group of Iblis, he could not achieve his objective at all. The followers of Iblis and Satan, they do their best so that in some way through creating suspicions and doubts, or putting some doubts into the heart of the servants of Allah Almighty, or terrifying them through killing and through financial losses, they may put some fear into hearts of these people. And sometime they attack in ambush, and through directly attacking upon them. So these opponents, the opponents of the prophets, so then they are not believing in the prophets and going into the control of Satan. That is because of their arrogance, which does not enable them to find their way towards virtues and good deeds. And their reply is always like this, that the claimant of this prophethood and the one who is calling towards Allah Almighty and the people who believe in him, these are very poor and very modest people, and very insignificant people, and we are very powerful, we are influential, we know knowledge, religion better. So how is it possible that we should ever join in this community or do initiation at his hand? Today, in this age as well, those people who do not believe in the Imam of the age, then the cause of that is arrogance and pride, which compels them not to believe in him. So when Allah Almighty said to the angels that this human being which I have created, that you prostrate to him, this was not the physical prostration. That is, the real one is only done for Allah Almighty. The meaning of this is that in order to spread the religion in the world, the one whom I have appointed, you totally submit to him and obey him, so that you can further his cause and help him in this performing this duty. And the plans of Satan, they should never be allowed to be successful, and Satan should never be able to achieve his objectives. And Satan and all the plans that he has, and in order to make all his plans frustrated and unsuccessful, then you have to help the Prophet and support him, and pious-minded and pious people, and the favors that Allah Almighty shows in favor of these people, and you should be able to understand that, so that you can recognize the truth, and then you also, after recognizing the truth, join in the community, in his community. Then these people in themselves, they see the examples of the breathing of the soul into them, breathing of the spirit into them, and they should also see the examples of the divine help, so that they can improve and reform this life and the life to come, and they may become those people who are going to inherit the paradise in the end. and so that they may be able to spread the message of the Prophet in the world. And when the angels say to them that you become the helpers of this Prophet in spreading the message, then the pious-minded people, they are activated. And this is the position, this is the status that all the angels, فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ, they announce that we all submit to the, that is to say that the all the angels, they submitted, and they showed this example of total submission to that who was created by God. And extraordinary blessings are there in the activities of that, in the efforts of that Prophet. And angelic type of people, they also see the manifestations of such prostration, which is the prostration of obedience and submission, which is the prostration of totally submitting all their efforts and capabilities in order to further the cause for which the Prophet has been raised, and they become the helpers, powerful helpers of those people and further the cause of the Prophets. So in this age we see that the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this age, Allah's treatment with him is also like that. Who has been also addressed as Adam. Adam, he says that Ramaz Musa says that remember that the one who has been sent by Allah Almighty, if you disgrace him, then it is like disgracing God Almighty. You may call me names, you may abuse me, you have the right, but the kingdom of heaven is insignificant in your eyes. So even today those people are opposing, they are actually opposing Allah, and they are not opposing the promised Messiah or his community. Then he has mentioned that the real caliphate is mine, because I am the Khalifa, the Caliph of Allah. And then in one revelation it is mentioned, Aradtu an astakhlifa fa khalaftu Adama Khalifatullah Sultan, that I thought that I should appoint a caliph of mine, then I created Adam, who is the caliph of Allah and the Sultan. He says that our caliphate is spiritual one, and it is heavenly, and it is not earthly. So this status of Adam, this has been granted to him because of his servitude to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when this status was bestowed upon him, as it is the decree of Allah, he instructed the angels that you submit to Adam and you prostrate to this particular person whom I have chosen for the service of religion in this age. So then extraordinary assistance and help and succor, a series of that started with him. So that one person turned into hundreds of thousands of people. So you were given the consolation by Allah Almighty through revelation that I am with you and my angels are with you and they are always active to help you. Allah Almighty told him, فَإِنِّي مَا رَسُولُ أَكُمْ وَيَنْصُرُهُ الْمَلَائِكَ. So I am standing by my Prophet and the angels are also going to help him. And this help of Allah is not the things of the past, but according to the promise of Allah Almighty, till today we are seeing the manifestation of the help of Allah Almighty. Satan is also doing his job, and the angels are also performing their duties. When Allah Almighty, through his angels, opens up the hearts of the people, then all the obstacles, they are removed. If they do injustice in one place and cruelty in one place, then more and more new jamaats are established elsewhere. In the last few days, there was one incident reported in Al-Fazl regarding Arabs. And Nadeem Sahib writes a page about the Arabs regarding Hilmi Sahib. One incident was mentioned that how he was guided to Ahmadiyyat. Mustafa Sahib, who was Ahmadi before, he and Hilmi Shafi Sahib in the desert of Sinai, they were working together in one company, they got together. So he says that I used to see a young man who is secluded from the other people, away from other people. He is regular in prayer. First I thought that he might be Baha'i or maybe somebody else. When I saw him offering the prayer, then I thought he can't be Baha'i. Then I thought of some other sects in Islam. And then I contacted him and had a contact with this person. Then the views that he presented about Islam and the arguments that he used to give that young man, Mustafa Sabri Sahib, he is referring to that, those arguments were such that I did not have any answer to those. Then I used to inquire from the ulama, but I was not satisfied. And finally a time came, then I had to leave my job, and he handed over the box of his books to me. So he said that I take away these books with the condition that I am going to read this. And there I read the 5-volume commentary of the Holy Quran and some other books, including the philosophy of the teachings of Islam. And he says that after reading all the books, as it was customary with me and customary with the ulama and the scholars of the Jamaat, that there are some people that they used to try to find out some fault and criticism, and this practice is going on very much in Pakistan, that they open up the books and then criticize certain things. And the vulgar criticism which these people are raising, they simply tell that the person is completely without any knowledge. And the nature, instead of having a pious nature, they are the people who are following Satan. Anyway, he says that he also used to find out certain criticism against that. And when I used to ask the ulama to get more satisfied about that, then I was never satisfied. Then he says that I read the philosophy, the teachings of Islam, and that created a commotion in my heart. And then I read it out to my father, and then I asked him that who this person could be and what sort of person is he. He said that certainly the writer of the book is a friend of Allah, Waliullah. And if he, and then I asked that if he claims to be the Imam Mahdi, Masih Maud, promised Messiah, then he started thinking. He said that I can't criticize, because whatever he has written, that is wonderful, and it can only be written by someone who is very close to Allah Almighty. But now I am getting very old. Therefore, in this matter of religion, I am very staunch and very firmly rooted. So therefore, it's difficult for me to accept anybody. But there was a change in the heart of Hilmi Shafi Sahib. He was a very pious at heart person. And despite the fact that he had certain, he was able to pick up some criticism, but he was able to, the guidance and truth. And there are so many examples of like that. Through the dreams, people are being guided, and the message which comes through the dreams, there is no hand of any human being behind that. So all these things are the things, is the commotion which is created by the angels, which Allah Almighty causes to be brought about for the sake of the one who has been sent by Allah. And those people who are pious in nature, they continue to be guided to the right path. But on the other side, those people who follow in the footsteps of Satan, they are continuing in their aggression, and they continue to do their job. They put certain impediments in the way, and behind them is the arrogance which Allah Almighty has already pointed out in these here, which takes them out from the category of the angels and prompts them to rebellion and to follow Satan. So the servants of Allah, they are the reflection of the divine attributes, and their relationship with Allah Almighty, it continues to grow all the time. And in their spiritual progress, they take steps further. And similarly, in worldly and material matters as well, because of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they continue to make progress in these fields as well. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the commentary which he has written in one place, I present that in front of you. He says that the arrogance is such a disease that it doesn't leave the human beings alone. Remember that the Satan comes from Satan, and it makes that human being like Satan. Unless a person is completely away from this path, then this acceptance of truth is impossible, and the blessings of Allah is impossible to be received. So that is to say that the message of truth from Allah, a person is never able to accept that. And the blessings of Allah Almighty, he is unable to get any benefit out of that. And this is the result of all that opposition which is done to these prophets, whatever worship they may make, whatever prostration they may make, but all these things are totally not of any avail. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that in my opposition and in wishing bad things for me, if you go in prostration and put your noses down, your nose will and you will not succeed at all. In no way there should be any arrogance, neither from the point of view of knowledge or the wealth or the status or the family or the background, because generally the arrogance is because of these things. Unless and until a person does not purify himself from these prides, then Allah the Almighty, he cannot be declared as a chosen person and a dear one in the eyes of Allah. And this is something, and that love of Allah, these hollow branches of knowledge, they just remain like that, and they don't give any blessing to those people. Because this arrogance and pride is the part of Satan, and the Satan also did like that, and he considered himself to be greater than Adam, and he said, "Ana khair minhu, khalaqtani min narin wa khalaqtahu min teen," that I am better than him because you have created me out of fire and he has created out of clay. And the result of that was that he was thrown away from the presence of Allah Almighty. So everyone should try to abstain from that, unless and until a person has the good perception of Allah Almighty, and he gets stumbled. And the one who is able to have the full perception, even after that, if he makes a small mistake, then Allah Almighty always takes care of him and protects him. So these opponents, the opponents of the prophets and the opponents of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, this is their arrogance, and they cannot remain in the protection of Allah Almighty. Rather, they continue to fall into the lap of Satan. Huzur said that at his shortcoming of Adam, he acknowledged it, he repented for it, and he realized that without acceptance, repentance to Allah Almighty, nothing can be done. So he prayed to Allah Almighty, "Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana lanakunanna min al-khasirin," that over Allah, have we wronged our soul? And if your protection is not there to protect us and doesn't take a hold of our hand, then we are certainly we are going to be from among those who are the wrongdoers. I wish that if this point is understood and realized by those people who consider themselves to be part of the Ummat-e-Muslima, and the prophecy which was made by the Holy Prophet ﷺ about the advent of the promised Messiah, and who came with the divine help and assistance, they are able to accept him and they stop the opposition of that. The thoughts of rebellious thoughts and following those people, if they are trying to give any harm to the Imam of the age, they should rather do some effort in recognizing him and believing in him. Hazrat Masih Maud Salatu Islam has mentioned sometime that if it had not been something started by God Almighty, it would have been finished long ago. So instead of opposing the promised Messiah, they should think over the prayer of Adam. And today, it is being on television that there are two mosques in the Model Town and Daru Zikr in Lahore. There was a serious attack on that, and processions have been taken out. And in several other places, following these mullahs, the people are opposing us in various countries. Are these oppositions, they are going to stop and finish the Ahmadiyyat? Was it ever that because of this opposition, Ahmadiyyat suffered any loss? It never, and it will never happen like that. Yes, the grip of Allah, the wrath of Allah is going to come upon them, and they are going to get the punishment and the wrath of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty advising us, He says that the prayer that when there was a confrontation of Adam and Satan, then the effective method was of the prayer. And Adam became successful as a result of the prayer. And he says that we believe that as in the beginning, Adam overpowered Satan through prayer, similarly, in the period of latter days, the dominance is going to be achieved through the prayer and not through the sword. The first Adam got the victory, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Through this prayer, he got the victory that over Allah, we wronged our soul, and if you are not going to forgive us and not show your mercy upon us, then we would be among those people who are the losers and suffer the loss. And he says that the second Adam, that is the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who has been mentioned as the second Adam, who is going to fight the last battle against Satan, he is also going to get victory through prayer. So when these enmities are increasing, rather these people in their enmity, it has increased many fold. It's not a simple increase, it has many fold, and this is increasing. We have to pay very special attention to the prayers. It's the grace of Allah Almighty that Jamaat is increasing despite all these oppositions and despite all these hurdles and despite the fact that the Satan is sitting on each and every way. But the pious and pious-minded people, right-minded people, the angels are also in action and coming to those people, and these right-minded people, they are continuously joining the community. In Surah Araf, the prayer has been taught, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. This prayer, in order to get closer to Allah Almighty and to get the maximum blessings and to be protected from the attack of Satan, and also for your own reformation, collectively and individually, we have to pay very special attention to these prayers. In one place, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, explaining this point, he says that this is the decree, this is the wisdom of Allah, that Adam was made in such a way that in the nature of Adam, there were two types. One is the relationship with Allah Almighty. And as Allah Almighty says, فَإِذَا نَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ فَقَوْلُهُ سَاجِدُونَ, that when I make him perfectly, then I breathe into him my spirit, then you all fall in prostration to him. So according to this verse, it becomes evidently clear that Allah Almighty, with the creation of Adam, Allah Almighty has breathed into his spirit, and his nature has been linked with God Almighty, and there is a relationship between the two, and that is done so that human beings should have a relationship with God Almighty. And similarly, on the other side, this was also essential, that he should also have relationship with those people who are going to be the human beings, because that was also created in the same way from Adam, that they should also take the blessing from Adam in the same way. So this is our responsibility, that that we should further increase in our relationship with Allah Almighty. And if this relationship is right and firm, then this nature of Adam, that will become a part of our nature as well. And similarly, attention should be given to the discharge of responsibility towards fellow being, and we should continue to further that mission which was brought by the promised Messiah. But these followers of Satan, Allah Almighty has mentioned that I am going to fill the hell with these people. And as I said, the winds of opposition, they are getting stronger and stronger. The attack on in Lahore on the mosque, the total extent of the loss is not yet clear, but it's quite heavy, and the martyrdoms are very many, and there are some people who are injured very critically. In Daru Zikr, the condition there is not yet fully clear. I don't know how many martyrdoms are there, because the people had come for Jummah, and the details will come later on, and we will come to know the details, but the martyrdoms are in large number. In Allah Almighty exalts their status, and also pray that those who are injured, Allah Almighty give them the full recovery, and some of them are very critically injured. So these attempts which these opponents have carried out to inflict the collective damage to the Jamaat, Allah Almighty has the power to take revenge from these people. Allah Almighty has power to take revenge from these people. And in what way he is going to show his mighty hand, and how, in what way these people who have committed this atrocity and injustice, and how Allah Almighty is going to capture these people, that is known to Allah Almighty. But these people who are challenging the wrath of Allah Almighty, and they are increasing in their injustice and their wrongdoings, Allah Almighty make them a symbol for people to learn lesson from them. And inshallah ta'ala that will happen. Inshallah ta'ala that will happen. As I said, Ahmadis in their prayer create more dedication in your prayer, and more, and Allah Almighty may this habit of these people, satanic power, may Allah show His might and power and crush these people, and Allah Almighty increase the Ahmadis in their faith, and these trials, they should never become any means of weakness in our faith. All Ahmadis all over the world, they should specially pray for the Ahmadis in Pakistan, because the situation there is very critical. And similarly for the people who are imprisoned in Egypt, very special prayers are needed. Allah Almighty makes it this way that they are released. And also in India, also remember the people, Ahmadis there. And according to the promise of Allah, these captives and the injured people and the martyrs, all these sacrifices, their sacrifices are never going to be wasted away. And Satan and his followers, they are not going to be successful at all. Allah Almighty have mercy upon us and protect us all from all types of trial in future, always. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له
ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.